For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
As Afghan opium production rises, so does the level of Afghan violence. Since 2001, with American boots on their ground and American eyes in their skies, Afghan opium production has risen nearly 30-fold and has become the source of 92% of the world's black market heroin. The New York Times reports that 1,700 Taliban, more than 70 coalition troops, and scores of civilians have been killed in fighting so far in this bloodiest year of Western occupation. This week, the most senior British commander in Afghanistan described the country as, quote, close to anarchy, end quote. The Financial Times of London reports that the Taliban, funded by the illegal drug trade, are paying men up to $12 a day to fight the fledgling Afghan National Army, which pays only $4 a day to its soldiers in the field. Yesterday, the chairman of the House International Relations Committee, Illinois Republican Henry Hyde, called Afghan opium production, quote, a form of chemical terrorism, end quote, and announced plans for Colombian narcotics police to coordinate with their Afghan counterparts. British Conservative Minister of Parliament Tobias Elwood said this week, quote, the poppy crops are the elephant in the room of the Afghan problem. Last year, we spent £600 million on eradication, and all that resulted was the biggest ever export of opium from the country. This is Glenn Greenway, reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
And now for something completely different.
If the drug war is a sham, and drugs are harmless, then explain this.
I started using drugs when I was 13 years old.
All through my 20s, I spent using drugs, selling drugs, and just doing anything I could to get the drugs.
I was on my grandpa's ranch. I just did it all throughout the day.
It doesn't matter if you're rich or you're poor. I got real rich friends that do it. I got real poor friends that do it.
It's important for you to understand that there are two sides to every story. Drug addiction is real, and it destroys lives. We used the drug war to curb and control this problem. How many more of these stories would there be without it? And how many lives would you condemn to addiction to find out? This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
I did get a chance to talk to Winston, and these people were indeed recanting of their sins while at a treatment center. Why must there be prison for abusers of any drug? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.